You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor of T-Storm Weather in Chicago joins us to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the rest of the planet. Let's start in the Midwest, where we have had a gorgeous day for Agronomy Day. It's been cooler than expected under bright and clear sunshiny skies. We did have a little rain earlier in the week. What can you tell me about the rest of the next, 5 to 7 days?
Well, the next 5 to 7 days are fairly straightforward. We'll stay cool today and tomorrow, then we'll warm up a tiny bit on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll quickly turn unseasonably cool again for Monday and Tuesday. So by the time you add all of this up, what you end up having is a continuation of far below normal temperatures over the next 5 to 6 days. Keep in mind that temperatures this morning were very cool across the northwest half of the Corn Belt. Low temperatures were all the way into the 40s, if you can believe it, across a pretty large chunk of the northwest Corn Belt, including sections of northern Iowa, Minnesota, and also into Nebraska and the Dakotas. Now, we don't think we'll see temperatures quite that cold across Illinois and points on to the east, but it will be in the 50s on several of the next mornings, and that's generally good at this time of the year. Corn and soybeans tend to have their highest yields when they are free of temperature stress during the grain fill or oilseed fill period, which is right now. So that's great news for the moment. What is not the best of news, though you can debate how good or bad it might be, is what happens after that. Once we get into Wednesday and Thursday, it does turn quite a bit warmer as upper-level high pressure develops. The real question is, how hot will it get and how long will it last? We're pretty confident that we'll see a few days in the 90s beginning Thursday or Friday of next week, and then that will last into next weekend. So we'll feel much more summerish here if you're just willing to wait one more week. We're not exactly sure how long that will last. There's conflicting information with some computer models making a fairly significant period of heat from late next week forward, while other pieces of information are much less aggressive with the heat. To date, we have not seen a significant heat wave, and because of that, and that some of the reasons that we see heat in the forecast from these models has not actually occurred to date, lead us to conclude that, yeah, we will turn warmer, but as far as a long-duration heat wave that will last 7 to 10 days, we still think that's pretty unlikely at this point.
No, those warm temperatures aren't terrible, I suppose, for the crops, and they don't appear to last very long. But oftentimes it's the nighttime lows, if they're very warm, that become troublesome. Will that come along with the warmer weather, higher temperatures in the evening as well?
Well, we would think so. You'd see low temperatures in the 60s and 70s, but we don't really look at it that way. We don't think that's the best way to do it. What you really have to do, if you want to understand what's happening temperature-wise, is you need to look at the minimum, you need to look at the maximum, and you need to take those two numbers, divide by two, and see what you have, and then compare that to the actual normal for the day. If you're real warm at night, but you're real cool during the day, you might actually have a great day for corn and soybean development, even though if you isolate the low temperature, you might not conclude that.
Hey, thanks so much, and I appreciate the explanation. That is very, very helpful, Mike.
Well, you're welcome, and have a great day, and we'll hope that some of this nice weather continues to last.
Absolutely. Mike Tenor, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.